covert narcissist. That's how long it can take to uncover them. Someone who has no experience with these kinds of people and no background knowledge will most certainly fail to recognize their malignancy. Explaining why you feel and act the way you do after being abused by someone like that is like telling people you've seen a ghost. The person you are describing, in the eye of the outsider, does not fit your description. You just seem paranoid. You are a paranoid person who imagines things. And that's the saddest thing about it. And it is also the reason why covert narcissism is more malignant than most personality disorders. You barely made it through it. You are left with no energy to move forward, and you are battling an invisible enemy no one believes you are battling against. The invisible narcissist leaves no visible marks of abuse on their victim, but the feeling you get from it is that you feel rotten and dead inside. That is the closest that I can describe it. That's how I felt for 2 years constantly, and at least 3 more years I had similar random flashbacks. Inner peace and mental clarity are priceless, but that is exactly what you get robbed of when you love a covert. Nowadays, I can use the knowledge I gained through dealing with such a toxic, abusive, and self-serving individual. Over time and through healing, this experience has helped me spot manipulation just after one conversation with a person, and thus helped me build healthier relationships for myself. I am no longer afraid to cut people out of my life, which was a big step for an empty like me. I made a promise I will never allow myself to be mistreated, used, and devalued the way I was, and with the effort, I managed to keep that promise till today. It has taught me to stop trying to put my needs second to please everyone, and most importantly, to trust myself, something I didn't know how to do from childhood onwards. At times, I wish I could turn back, unmeet him, and erase everything from my memory. Other times, I am grateful for the turmoil he had put me through, because I would never be as near where I'm at in life if it wasn't for that abusive relationship I had. All my relationships acted that one was only better, never worse. I can proudly say I love my life and love myself. I am happily married, love my job, and my friends. I grew a lot as a person as a result of the trauma I experienced. Just to remember how I used to think, I will never find love if I let go of my covert, gives me chills. I wish I could share this energy I am feeling with everyone who is struggling with moving forward and tell them not only everything is going to be fine, but it is going to be much more than that. It is going to be peaceful. This book is my aim to do so, to share what I have learned from many survivors and mental health professionals I met on my long healing journey. It is meant to help you understand that there is an explanation behind toxic energy you lived in, and to help you understand it was never your fault. I hope it helps you on your healing journey and gives you some encouragement to move forward. You will learn more about narcissist manipulation techniques, their patterns, why they behave the way they do, how you can heal yourself, and much more. I hope this book validates how you feel as much as the books I read and stories I've heard validated my experience. I will be happy if it helps you make even a small step forward, because once a covert narcissist befogs your mind, every step forward can be crucial. Chapter 1. Who are covert narcissists? Have you ever encountered a person who started off as being your colleague, friend, or partner, who would listen to you, help you, and cheer for you, only to realize, months, even years later, that they never really cared for your well-being the whole time? Someone who you believed was on your team, but turned out to be the person who, as the time went by, made you feel guilty, drained,